friend, and welcome to the chaplainscorner.net. I am interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some papers for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Season 2, Episode 13, Who You Are in Christ Jesus. Your foundation scripture is 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17, and James chapter 4, verse 8. The main goal of this podcast is to get you out of the rut you're in, and to get your feet established in the Word of God, where you can get yourself out of the predicament and the problems that you're in. So we'll get right to it. I want you to read the New Testament, and I don't mean all at once or in one sitting, but read it at your leisure and read it where you can sit and comprehend what you are reading. And I want you to read it just like you're reading a story or a storybook. And while you're in there, I need you to look at some things, or to look for some things. Anytime you see in Christ, in Him, in the Beloved, in the Lord, in whom, by Christ, by Him, by Himself, by His blood, by whom, from whom, of Christ, of Him, through Christ, through Him, with Christ, with Him, by me, in me, in my love, and in His name. That's not all of it, but that's going to show you who you are in Jesus Christ, who you are in Christ Jesus, who God, how God sees you, how God treats you, and you're going to learn there's a whole lot of promises and items and things you just don't know, and the devil has prevented you from finding out. I would recommend you use the New King James Version, but if I use the King James Version, because I'm quite a bit older and I was raised with King James and I like it, I would suggest you also get you a Strong's Concordance or a Vine's Concordance, to where you can study the Word and look up and find out who you are as a child of God, what privileges you have. If you're not born again in this process and you do this, you'll be born again by the time you finish. It's not hard, it's not difficult, but you know, God can put everything in the world available to you in His Word, and He does. You have everything you need to live a successful, abundant, and prosperous life. But if you don't know about it, you can't act on that. If you don't know that Word, you can't act on that. Putting the Bible under your pillow at night and sleeping on it is not going to get the Word of God in your heart. And the Word of God is what builds your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Another second item that you'll need to do is tame your tongue. You can't do this by yourself. You read James chapter 3, especially James 3, 5, and you'll find that the tongue is set on fire by the wheel of nature, or the course of nature, or the things that surround it and everything you do it, everything that you encounter. And what do we encounter nowadays? The news media, 24-hour news, breaking news, everything doom and despair and agony on me, you know? It's ridiculous. And we don't get God's news because we don't spend time with God. Look up tongues in Psalms and Proverbs, and just the word tongue and the word, you know, the mouth. It'll just blow you away when you realize your tongue is a lot of your problem. You can't tame it yourself, but the Holy Spirit can. But the Holy Spirit can't do it if you don't yield to the Holy Spirit and let that word get in you and take some root and get some faith built inside you. Continually ask yourself, what does the Bible say? Then say what the Bible says. Do not say what your circumstances say. I'm just dying to go. That just thrills me to death. Those are contrary and to the Word of God. God says, I've come to give you life and to give it to you abundantly. Are you living life, or is life living you? Let me rephrase that. Are you controlling your circumstances, or are your circumstances controlling you? How you doing, Brother Terry? Oh, fine under the circumstances. How are you doing, Brother Terry? Bless God, I'm doing fine. The battle is the Lord and the victory is mine. Jesus died for my sins, and I've been born again, and therefore I am a new creation under Christ Jesus, or in Christ Jesus, in the body of Christ. He's the head, I'm the body, and I'm just having a good time living in victory. Well, it doesn't look like victory, Brother Terry. Well, it may not look like it to you, but God does not look at the things happening to us, but he looks at the heart. And my heart is pure and clean and born again and recreated in Christ Jesus. About the next item I would tell you is don't quit. Start with what you can handle, and that's mainly looking up the scriptures of who you are in Christ. And just pick out, if you want a book to read, grab a book that the Holy Spirit sort of prompts you on. Just open up the New Testament. And I would stay in the New Testament for a while, but open up the New Testament. And when a book seems to appeal to you, well, read it. I have favorite books, but my favorite book's not going to be your favorite book. Well, that about does it. And I just look forward to hearing some good reports to you. Now, I do have a few booklets. If you'll write me, I'll send them to you as long as I have them. One of them's called In Him, and that's who you are in Christ. And it appears over 180 times in the New Testament. Over 180 promises in the New Testament of what you are or who you are in Jesus Christ. The second one's called How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. And I don't like to send this one out unless you're really serious, because this is for serious Bible study people. But if I have spares, if you'll write me, I'll sure send them to you. Charles Capps wrote the book, The Tongue, A Creative Force. You'll like him, and he helps you control the tongue. And I'm going to put a plug in for some other ministries on the website that I think you should go to. I'm not going to put their name out because I don't have permission or I haven't talked to them about it. But there are ministers who are younger and appeal to the younger people. They're the ones you need to listen to. Most of all, you need to listen to the Holy Spirit. So, I look forward to good reports. This is Brother Terry Warner, Chaplain Terry Warner. You can reach me at chaplainterrywarner@outlook.com. And I just want to thank you that you have a blessed day. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.